It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It would be hard to find a more comfortable Republican seat than the one that Senate leader Trent Lott held for years, winning it in landslide after landslide. Suddenly this year, it's up for grabs. A Democrat and former governor is giving the Republican appointed to replace Lott when he retired last year a run for his money, and the race has become the Deep South contest of the year. NPR's Debbie Elliott followed the candidates at a summer political tradition in Mississippi, the Neshoba County Fair.
This is no ordinary fairground. Beyond the cow barn, the prize pickles, and the carnival rides, are row after row of 2- and 3-story cabins, 600 of them, tucked away in the red clay hills of East Mississippi.
You're seeing a town come to life for 10 days a year. That's what you see, I mean, right? It's a town come to life.
That's Snooky Williams, who grew up in nearby Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I'm 76. I missed one fair.
We've got plenty of food if you'd like to eat.
Snooky and Mary Lou Williams invite me onto the wide front porch of their cabin, where they've just served what she calls a light lunch.
We had chicken Alfredo, barbecued Boston butt, deviled eggs, 2 kinds of excellent pasta salad extravaganzas.
The Williams have cabin number 14 in what's known as Founder's Square. It overlooks an open-air pavilion where hundreds of people have crowded onto rustic wooden pews, fanning themselves in the sweltering heat.
So we can sit on our porch and watch the speaking. It's like the old city square in a small town. This is where it's at.
When you're at the Neshoba County Fair, you know you're in the heart and soul of Mississippi.
Republican Senator Roger Wicker is on a stage, not a tree stump. But you can smell the sawdust on the floor as his voice echoes under the tin roof. He's got a receptive audience here. A few folks have made signs juxtaposing Democrat Ronnie Musgrove with national Democrats who are not so popular here, Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, and Barack Obama. Wicker also makes the link.
My opponent is the Democratic national nominee for United States Senator. Barack Obama is certainly supporting Ronnie Musgrove. He's raising money for him, he's working for him, and he wants Ronnie elected.
Musgrove does benefit from Obama's popularity among African Americans in Mississippi, more than a third of the state's population. But that's not something Musgrove touts to this nearly all-white rural crowd. This is the place to advertise conservative credentials.
Now make no mistake about it, I'm a Mississippi Democrat, pro-life, pro-gun.
It's the same strategy Democrat Travis Childers used to win an upset victory in Wicker's North Mississippi House District earlier this year. As a former governor, Musgrove is better known statewide than Wicker, but that's not necessarily an asset with this crowd.
We've had Musgrove as governor. He didn't do much to help us.
James Mayfield is sitting on a cabin porch with friends shelling butter beans.
I think he's aligned too much with the Democratic Party.
That hurt you in Mississippi?
Yes. Only time we have ever got anything out of the federal government was when the Republicans were there. And you might not know it, but Ronald Reagan opened his presidential campaign here. Biggest crowd I've ever seen.
That was 1980, and the audience was packed with frustrated Democrats, the hardliners known as Yellow Dogs. The only known recording of that speech was captured by someone in the crowd using a cheap handheld tape recorder.
I know that in speaking to this crowd, that I'm speaking to what has to be about 90% Democrat. No! I just meant by party affiliation. I didn't mean how you feel now.
He went on to express support for states' rights, a controversial statement considered code for segregation in a part of the country with a violent history. Neshoba County was where Klansmen killed 3 civil rights workers in 1964. Reagan's speech signaled a shift in Southern politics when the Republican Party became a home for blue-collar, working-class voters.
The 1980 was the watershed when Reagan Republican politics came to Mississippi. It had ripples that carried on, and I think now the pendulum may be swinging back.
Sid Salter is a columnist with the Jackson Clarion Ledger. He's been watching the political warfare from the porch of his cabin at the Neshoba County Fair for decades. Salter says Mississippi Republicans, like Trent Lott, found success using Reagan's formula, hearkening to better times and issues of faith and family values.
The challenge for Roger Wicker right now is that when people go through the checkout line or drive through the gas station, they're not feeling very warm and fuzzy.
Democrat Ronnie Musgrove strikes right at those economic concerns, boldly using a well-worn Reaganism.
Are you better off now than you were a few years ago? Do you have more confidence in Washington today? And do you honestly believe the country is going in the right direction?
Politicians have been making stump speeches here since 1896, just a few years after the fair started. Stephen Stubbs has written a history of the Neshoba County Fair.
It started in 1889, where the farmers got together and talked about the latest in fertilizer, crop rotation, and then the women had a chance to show off their canning and their quilting and whatnot. One lady sang Dixie, and then the boys started showing off their horses and mules and racing them and whatnot.
Those traditions are still alive. Every afternoon, riders perch in a harness behind trotting horses.
Our horses pick up speed, and here they come. They're off and pacing. Gate pulls away, going to the front now. From the number four hole is Artie's Wiper. Artie's Wiper out in front. Standard Fan gets away second. Clay Hill rolls up third on the outside. Then it's Mackby, the best in American.
This year's Miss Catfish hands out prizes to the winners. Organizers say this is one of the last camp fairgrounds in the country, a tradition that grew out of religious tent revivals. The first primitive cabins went up in 1895. Today, they sport indoor plumbing, air conditioners, dishwashers, and bunk rooms that sleep up to 50. The newer cabins sell for as much as $150,000, but mostly they're passed down generation to generation. Neshoba County native Dick Mulpus inherited his cabin. He was the Democratic candidate for governor in 1995 when he participated in a fiery exchange with Republican Governor Kirk Fordyce at a famous fair debate. He says he's heard both soaring inspiration and the worst that politics can offer under the pavilion here.
We started with this whole terrible Southern strategy idea when white Democrats left and became white Republicans, but I'm hopeful that we're going to spend more time in the future not talking about race, but talking about the issues that touch our lives and what lifts us up as one group of people.
Fairgoer George Henderson, a retired state trooper and African-American voter, points out it doesn't matter what color you are at the gas pump.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hard matter to figure out. We see what the ruling party has done, and we see what mess we're in. So no doubt we need a change.
Republican Senator Roger Wicker says he knew the race would be competitive. Mississippi's top Republican, Governor Haley Barbour, has been out campaigning for Wicker. He says the GOP is not taking anything for granted. Asked if the Republican brand was losing favor in the Deep South, his reply, not in my state. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.